Welcome to my mommy's podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Hiya Health. That's H-I-Y-A Health. It's a new type of children's vitamins because typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise. They can have as much as 2 teaspoons of sugar, a lot of unhealthy chemicals, or gummy junk that our kids should not be eating at all. Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. They actually like them. Hiya fills the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide full body nourishment for our kids with a taste that you don't have to fight them about. They're manufactured in the US with globally sourced ingredients and each selected for optimal bioavailability and absorption. The best part, Hiya arrives straight to your door on the pediatrician recommended schedule. Your first month comes with a reusable glass bottle so that your kids can personalize them with stickers. And then every month thereafter, they send you a no plastic refill pouch of fresh vitamins, which means Hiya isn't just great for your kids, it's also great for the environment. You can grab them for your kids and learn more at hiyahealth.com/wellnessmama. And you can get a discount there to save on your first month. That's hiyahealth.com/wellnessmama. This podcast is sponsored by Just Thrive Health. And you've probably heard me mention this company before because their products are staples in my house. Their spore-based probiotics are the best I've tried and my whole family uses them. I'm also really loving their K27, which is sourced from chickpea natto and is the only pharmaceutical grade all-natural vitamin K2 supplement with published safety studies. It also contains just enough zinc to allow the K2 to be absorbed and utilized efficiently. Think of K2 as the traffic cop of your body. When it comes to utilizing other things like vitamin D and calcium, vitamin K2 ensures that they're being managed correctly and traveling to the right places. Moreover, vitamin K27 can be found in literally every tissue in the body, making it a necessary and critical activator in many bodily health functions. This makes it helpful for heart health, bone and brain and nerve development, and overall healthy growth and development. In fact, my older kids have all started taking this daily because they notice how much better they feel, especially after workouts, and it seems to especially make a difference when they are in growth spurts. I also find their IgG products helpful for immune and gastrointestinal health, and truly haven't found any product of theirs that I don't notice a big difference from and absolutely love. You can check out all their products and see for yourself at justthrivehealth.com/wellnessmama, and the code wellnessmama15 will save you 15%. So that's justthrivehealth.com/wellnessmama and code wellnessmama15. Hello and welcome to the Wellness Mama podcast. I'm Katie from wellnessmama.com and wellness.com. That is wellness with an E on the end. And I'm here today with someone I met recently and absolutely loved her energy and her just contagious excitement for life. Her name is Angela Gargano, and she is an athlete, a coach, an international fitness model, and a speaker. I met her recently at an event and really connected with her on some of the fitness stuff. And specifically, she does a lot of work helping women be able to do pull-ups, which is something that has been elusive for me to date. And I'm currently doing her pull-up program to hopefully change that. But she's just a fascinating, inspiring human. And she talks about her journey with strength, with American Ninja Warrior, and now with helping thousands of women get stronger. I love her message, which is that strong feels good. And she really dials it down with some specifics in this episode about how to get kind of the minimum effective dose, how to integrate the most benefit and get the most benefit quickly from these things in your life without having to spend hours in the gym. In fact, she actually recommends against hours and hours a day of gym time. She definitely walks the walk and lives this, and she helps many other people do the same. And she gives some really applicable tips for increasing strength and lean muscle mass in this episode. Such a fun one for me. I know that you'll enjoy it as well. And let's join Angela. Angela, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
So pumped to be on the podcast today.
Well, I got to meet you recently and knew immediately I had to have you on this podcast. And we're going to talk a lot about some fun fitness stuff. But before we do, I have a note in my show notes that you were a biochemist for 3 years. And I didn't actually know this. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people actually don't know that. I feel like I've lived like very many lives, someone was telling me the other day. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely think I have. Yeah. So I actually went to school for biological chemistry. That was my main thing at first. And when I graduated, I actually was working at Brown University, and we were studying different compounds to make to help with prostate cancer. And then I shifted gears and I started working at this place called Genzyme, where I was creating a compound called Fabrazyme for this rare genetic disorder. So I was like a hazmat suit in type of thing. And that was like a big part of my life for the longest time, was just working lab coat and goggles kind of behind the scenes, which is kind of interesting. And then I realized that I felt like I could create a bigger impact if I was actually more hands-on with people and not like on the lab coat and goggles behind the scenes type of thing.
Did the biochemistry influence your fitness outlook at all? Or do you feel like you had a different perspective because of your background in that?
Yeah, I definitely feel like the biochemistry helped me along the lines of just knowing kind of like the right and wrong, because there's just a lot of stuff out there. And it's kind of like trying to understand that there's a lot of things that are just thrown at people right now, like supplement wise, or even, you know, workout wise, and just kind of knowing already the science behind it and actually looking through the research, I think really helped me be more educated on that and also bring that to the people that I was helping.
And then you're also I have four daughters and they're all fans of you because of the American Ninja Warrior side. They're all pole vaulters and athletes and think you're so awesome because of American Ninja Warrior, but talk a little bit about your journey with that.
Of course. And also pole vaulters make really good Ninja Warriors, so they should think about doing it sometime. Yeah. So American Ninja Warrior, I actually got on that show on accident, which is really funny because I was actually really big into fitness competitions at the time. So that's where you're like walking on stage in the bikini, but then we also had the version of it where you're like flipping around on stage. So I was doing a different type of thing because in college, I was a college gymnast. So I was trying to itch and find like that's something else to kind of work on. After a while of doing the fitness competitions, it was great. I think I learned a lot from it. I kind of was trying to look for the next thing. And someone told me, hey, you were great in gymnastics on the bar. You should try American Ninja Warrior. So I put an audition video in, did not think I was going to get on, didn't think that I would ever be good enough, or they'd want this little girl. I was in Rhode Island at the time, this little girl from Rhode Island. Like, why are they going to want me on the show? And then I wound up getting called and they're like, yeah, you need to come on and you're going to compete in 2 weeks. And I was like, oh no. I was like, I need to figure out how to ninja. So I had to go around everywhere and find gyms and find people. And I found an amazing community within Ninja and so I was on for 4 seasons, which was really, really great. The community is amazing. On season 10, I actually wound up tearing my ACL on the show, which is really traumatic, but it really made me grow and really use what I was doing, you know, on TV to help people, because I was like, I'm going to come back 11 months later, and I'm going to show people that if they're injured, if something's happening in their life, that they can come back too. So definitely a lot that came from American Ninja Warrior.
I love that. And it seems like a very recurring theme across areas of life, is those hardest things in life often become your greatest springboards to the greatest things in life. And I love your message around strong feels good, because I think for a lot of years, there wasn't as much focus on strength for women. And it was all about aesthetics. And there seems even still to be so much misinformation about strength and women and getting bulky. And we're going to talk a lot about that. But how did that start for you? Because you went from gymnast and biochemist to now helping thousands and thousands of women with fitness. So how did that story happen?
I know, super crazy. It's like, and I was like, wow, I definitely guess I did lead a bunch of lives. So when I transitioned from fitness competitions to Ninja Warrior, you know, fitness competitions is very like, you gotta have that bikini body. They're literally judging you while you're on a stage. Like, that's really a lot of what it's about. And then when I switched to Ninja Warrior, I realized it really wasn't about that. It was about how strong can I get? How strong can I get so I can actually make it through and functionally get through these obstacles? And that's when it all kind of clicked and came together in my head. It was like, this whole entire time I've been obsessing over the scale. I've been obsessing over my body and what it looks like. When I just focused on getting stronger, my body looked better, even better than it did when I was so focused on the other things. And I wanted to bring that message to other people, because I saw that, again, the industry that we're in right now is so much about, let's have that bikini body, or let's lose the weight and all that stuff like that. And I'm like, this is so much different, because when I was the strongest I was for Ninja, and even that's how I train right now, I not only look good, I feel good. And that's at the end of the day what you're actually trying to get at, right? You want to feel good. If you look great and you are miserable and you're like, I'm eating celery to get my six pack, that's not no way to live. That's no way to live. You can have all of that if you're just not focusing on it. So I came with this idea. I actually first started with pull-ups, which I'm sure we'll get into. A lot of females were coming to me, since I'm a Ninja Warrior, like, I would love to get a pull-up. And that's just a goal they had. So started working on them with that. And then after the pull-up stuff that I would do with them, they're like, what's next? And that's when I created Strong Feels Good. And the program is all about getting stronger. We don't allow anybody to weigh themselves. And it's all about, let's get you to feel amazing, stay consistent, enjoy your life, eat the cookie, go to, you know, do all the things and just really enjoy your life while you are getting healthier and all sorts of different things. So Strong Feels Good kind of came along from all of that.
And I love it because that shift in perspective toward strength and nourishing the body and fueling it, it ironically, you get to eat so much more and you have so much more freedom, but also that feeling, that intangible feeling is key. And I think so many women, for me at least, have fallen victim of that kind of diet cycle where you're tired and you're lethargic and you're deprived and you have a bad relationship with food. For me personally, my journey was when I was still struggling with Hashimoto's,